A fire that broke out 2 weeks ago is still threatening thousands of homes in Southern California. Six more fire trucks from Arizona were dispatched on Saturday, bringing the total to 168 Arizona firefighters in California right now. Tiffany Davila is with the Arizona Department of Forestry and Fire Management. She says these latest firefighters are standing by in case dangerous wind gusts return.
They want to get some people staged in case they do get some more high gusty winds. That way they've got firefighters there. They've got them pre-positioned in case they need to do some initial attack.
She says they may also relieve firefighters who've been working for 2 weeks straight.
We don't know when the firefighters are going to be coming home. They could be coming home this week. They should be home before Christmas, but that's all up to California when they're going to release our resources.
That's Tiffany Davila with the Arizona Department of Forestry and Fire Management. The wildfires in California have forced more than 100,000 people to evacuate their homes. About $110 million has been spent fighting the massive fires. At present, there's 45% of the Thomas Fire contained. It's claimed two lives, one of whom a firefighter. Joining us now with an update is Lance Orozco, news director at KCLU in Thousand Oaks, California, in Ventura County. Lance, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So what's the situation in your neck of the woods at this point?
Well, actually, it's kind of deceiving because, like you guys, my neck of the woods includes Santa Barbara. We're covering 150 miles of the California coast. And so things have calmed down quite a bit. Santa Barbara had a really, really rough time on Saturday, as you probably have heard. And you were just talking about staging firefighters. Boy, it really made a difference on Saturday. They had about 350 fire trucks staged in Santa Barbara because they knew that strong sundowner winds. In Santa Barbara, there's a version of the Santa Ana winds called sundowner winds that are a little bit different. They knew they were coming. They pre-staged these fire trucks in the foothills above Santa Barbara and Montecito, and it was a firestorm. I mean, there was fire burning instant amongst the houses throughout the foothills of those two communities. And if they hadn't had those trucks and those firefighters pre-staged, instead of losing two homes, which is what we lost on Saturday, it would have probably been in the hundreds.
Lance, am I right that some folks who had been evacuated are now being allowed back into their homes?
You are. It's interesting because the fire covers such a huge swath. I mean, the leading edge of the fire, and you hear us talking about the areas like Santa Barbara and Montecito now. And of course, Montecito famous because it's where people like Oprah Winfrey and Ellen DeGeneres have houses. That's more than 35 miles away from where the fire started. Hmm. So a lot of people in the area where the fire first originally started in Ventura County, those areas have been, they use the term repopulated, but people have been allowed to go home. However, in Santa Barbara, where they had the rough time over the weekend, most of those people are still out. And in fact, a lot of Santa Barbara is kind of a ghost town. Over the weekend, it was the quietest I've seen it ever.
What does the forecast look like for the rest of the day today and for the next few days, both in terms of precipitation and humidity, but also for those Santa Ana winds?
Oh, gosh. Rain is just a dream at this point. There's no rain in the forecast through the end of the year in the long-range forecast. It's been something like almost 260 days now, I think, since we've had rain in the fire area. As far as the wind is concerned, the good news is after the big wind we had on Saturday in Santa Barbara, then it shifted to Ventura County yesterday, but there were no major problems yesterday. Quiet today, quiet tomorrow. Really, Wednesday night is when we expect things to pick up once again. And so firefighters are hoping to get a lot done between now and then. The big project for the day is, and it's going to put up a lot of smoke, it'll be very visible for a lot of people, is they're going to try to do a controlled burn to burn off some fuel that could potentially be a problem area if the winds kick up once again.
Hmm. All right. That's Lance Orozco, the news director at KCLU in Thousand Oaks, California. Lance, thanks again for your time. Appreciate it.
You bet.